Hey y'all, the following podcast is a Georgia Cyber Center production. Thanks for tuning in. Things are about to get wild.
Augusta University presents In the Wild, the podcast for all things AU. With this week's Quick Jag, here's your host, Rayshon Riggs.
What is up, y'all, and welcome back to In the Wild. I'm Rayshon, your host, and I'm so happy to be talking to y'all, and thank y'all so much for tuning in. So, we got a super cool episode for y'all today, but before we get into what's coming up, I have a question for y'all, because I think it's just super funny and interesting, and I really wanted to hear y'all's perspective. So be sure to send me your answers on Instagram or email or however you want to reach out to me, but I'm really interested in hearing y'all's response on this one. So there is this blogging website that allows people to submit questions for advice called Dear Prudence. And one of the questions I came across from watching TV, and I had to just like share it with y'all and see what y'all thought of this. So this person says, Dear Prudence, I've been with my boyfriend for about 6 months. He's been wonderful with my 4-year-old son, and we recently started living together. The problem is he just told me he considers me only an 8.5 on the hotness scales and doesn't think our intimate life is the best he's ever had, but he's happy to settle based on the whole package. I think we're very well matched hotness-wise, but I don't compare him to other men in any way. I've also tried to improve our intimate life without much luck. My question is, how should I feel about his revelation? Do I deserve more from a partner in terms of feeling sexy and loved, or should I just stick it with for the sake of my son? And y'all, let me tell you something. I am very torn on this question because on one hand, if my partner just randomly rated me, I would not like that at all. Like, why are we rating each other? And why, like, that's weird. But on the other hand, if I was to get rated by my partner and they just like just threw out a 10, I might feel like they weren't being completely honest with me. And an 8.5 is not bad. It's not bad, okay? But yeah, I don't think I would like it. But the part that bothers me, the part that just burns me, is the fact that the word settle was used. Like, if I found out that my partner settled for me, we're no longer together. Like, that's it. We're done. Let me pack up my stuff. Let me get my child. We can go ahead and go, because what am I here for if you're settling? Because let me tell you, I'm not the reacher in this relationship. Like, I'm not going to be the reacher in the relationship. Like, and that's not to be arrogant or for me to think that I'm just the best thing to ever happen, but I just want to be like well matched with whoever I'm with. And so the fact that you thought you were settling for me, that I just don't see that working out. That sounds crazy. Like, you settle? Oh, okay. Well, you don't have to worry about selling anymore because you have one less thing to worry about. And I just really am interested for that particular conversation. Like, how did that come up? Like, if he just randomly told her, like, hey, babe, I think you are an 8.5 and I'm okay with that because I think I'm a 10. Mm-mm. I'm like, I can settle for it. Oh, no. No. I can't. I could not. And so I'm interested, though, to hear y'all's response to this, though. Like, for those who can, like, could you? Like, is that a thing? Like, could some of y'all actually be in a relationship where your partner doesn't feel like you're a 10 or feel like they settled for you? Because I don't know how I would feel about that. Like I said, I probably want to, like, go ahead and end the relationship before it gets crazy, because that's going to stick with me and I'm going to be waiting to bring that back up. Because in the moment, I probably won't have too much to say. But I'm a probably bring it back up because that's going to be on my mind. Like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go hang out with the rest of my 8.5 friends. And you go hang out with the rest of your friends that you think are 10s that aren't. But anyway, I want to hear y'all's response to this. And please just go ahead and follow us on Instagram if you're not following us. And let us know what you think. Because I think the whole rating situation is really interesting. And speaking of rating, we have someone coming up who got very high rates. We have the newly crowned Mr. Augusta University. So stay tuned for that. And we got another round of Partner Progress to hear about all the updates happening with campus. So stay tuned, y'all, and we'll be right back. Welcome back, y'all, to In the Wild. And joining me in the studio, we have a very special guest. He is the newly crowned Mr. Augusta University. He is a chemistry major and a second-year student. But what's really cool is that he has a bunch of credits, and he'll be graduating next May. So give a warm welcome to Mr. Augusta University, Zaire Orr.
Thank you, Mr. Rashawn Ricks. Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Yes, it's awesome. It feels like everything since last Wednesday, everything's been moving so fast, and I'm just like, I'm trying to soak it all in. So thank you for inviting me.
I'm so happy to have you here because you probably, I think, responded to my email so quickly, and it really, and it honestly made my day, because I remember it exactly, because I was like having a really busy day, and so just having that quick response was like, oh, awesome. We nailed this the scheduling down pat. So I was really excited that you had said yes and wanted to come on.
I had honestly, are you familiar with Miss Tisha for the crew?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. She kind of gave me a heads up. She was like, be on the lookout on the end while I might email you. And I think I was emailing her about something, and then that email came out. I was like, okay, well, let me just handle this all at one time. I was like, okay. That was pretty fast. I was like, it was like right after the ceremony. I was like, okay, news travels. But yeah.
That's awesome how it just all fell together. So tell us a little bit about yourself and what made you decide to compete in the competition this year.
Okay, well, I am 20 years old. I'm from Savannah, Georgia.
Okay.
Oldest of four siblings, yes. I came to Augusta because I want to be a doctor. Specifically, I want to be a research physician. I ran for Mr. AU I competed last year, and literally they sent us home for COVID the day before the competition.
Yeah.
And last year, my motivation was just to get myself out there, because like I said, I came in with 60 credits as a junior, so I knew my time was short as is. And I thought, I thought being Mr. AU would be the best way just to get the maximum experience in the shortest amount of time. However, after being sent home for COVID and just everything that was going on in the world, even right now, throughout that whole process, when I came back, this time I was like, you know what? I just wanted to run because I just feel like my main drive was like, I felt like the minorities deserve to, like, you know, minorities have been taking a lot of hits lately. So just to see that we're still thriving, still aspiring, like, that was my main drive for running for Mr. AU. And that was also why I chose last time. My platform was mental health, but I decided to go with diversity and inclusion just because I just felt like if I won Mr. AU, I could be that beacon, just show everybody that, you know, we can be a family, like everybody can be one, like we don't always have to be divided. So, yeah.
Absolutely. And I think that is an amazing platform to have.
Thank you.
And I'm sure you'll do a lot of great work with that. But this year's competition was a little different than last year's. Or the years past, since technically last year's was canceled. So tell us a little bit about the crowning ceremony.
Okay, it was awesome. Thank you to the crew. Special shout out to them. They made that day really special for me. It was kind of, I don't know. When I competed last year, there were like 10 of us competing. So when practices started, we didn't, they canceled practice the first day. And I was like, I was a little nervous. I was like, the event's coming up. I might not be ready. And then, you know, we didn't have practice the next day. I was like, okay, I'm nervous. So then I emailed Ms. Tisha, and she was like, we met, and she was like, Zaire, I'm gonna be honest with you, you're the only one. And I was like, the only one? I was like, what happened to, you know, all of us that were competing last year? She was like, they all either graduated out or they didn't come back. And I was the only one that input my application for the cycle, and I was like, I didn't even know. Like, I was just like in shock. Like, I was like, okay. So I was like, where do we go from here? She was like, well, as of right now, you're the Mr. Augusta University. I was like, are you serious? Like, before I get too excited, like, just let me know. Is this for real? So she was like, yes. And I was so, I asked her how the pageant was going to run this year. She was like, well, instead of having an actual competition, they were just going to do like a coronation or a crowning ceremony just for me. And I was like, I was happy not to be competing because I'm just, at heart, I'm not really that competitive of a person. I'm not. But I was glad, very happy, because there's a lot of work going into the pageant itself. You have to have the talent section. I was going to play the piano. I was at the music studio, like the music building, like every day that week or the months leading up to it, just practicing. You had the formal wear. It was just a lot going into it. And I just heard telling me that just like relieved, put a lot of stress off my back. But yeah, that was really different. And then just the coronation itself was different because normally, you know, the pageant is, there's so many rounds and so many things that you expect. So for me to just have a moment just for me, it was kind of unbelievable, but I'm definitely grateful. Like, yeah, definitely going down in one of my best experiences of my life. So
that's awesome.
Thank you.
What are some things that you hope to accomplish during your reign as Mr. AU?
I have a list. Let me see. At the top of my list, I want to see more community between groups in our school. I just feel like in the past couple of months, people have become marginalized. So we all just kind of like drifted away from each other. And I don't know. I just want to be that glue for the university. At least like if nobody has anybody, don't know that Mr. AU is there for everybody. Or Mr. AU, like, there's no, I'm for the school. I'm for you guys. Like, I'm here. I don't know. Yeah, I want to see us become a family. That's my main goal. Like, that is my top goal for being Mr. AU. So I'm going to do whatever I can to make that happen and leave my mark before my term is up.
Yeah, I think that is probably a great goal to have because with this past year, everyone has been separated in so many different ways and experienced so much like just loss and tragedy that was in 2020. So I think, yeah, trying to bring everyone together and making them feel like, you know, you have someone and this is a family family friendly environment that you're in, I think is pretty important. So I think that's a really great goal to have. Did you get any get the chance to talk to any previous winners for the competition?
Yes. Actually, me and Rohan sat and had dinner the night before my crowning. Yes. I had always wanted to meet him. I met him once, actually, when we were competing last year. They came and talked to us, him and Josh, actually, the first Mr. AU. They came and talked to us just what to expect for the competition and everything. And the main thing that I took from my conversations with both of them and my dinner with Josh was that there's no cookie cutter Mr. AU. Like, they each brought something different to the table, and he kept stressing, like, just be yourself. Like, none of us are the same. And I think that really resonated with me because at first I was like, this is a big platform. Like, and I was just looking at the ones before, like, they're all great. They have all these characteristics. I was like, am I supposed to, like, I don't know what I'm supposed to bring to the table. He was like, just bring you. And I was like, okay, that's the best information I could have gotten. Like, just be myself. Like, so yeah, that was, Rohan is great. Rohan and Josh, they both are amazing. I hope to make them proud. That's my goal.
I'm sure you will. And I'm glad that you had that opportunity to connect with them because, like you said, it is a pretty big platform. So it's great to know that you have their support. What does it mean to you to be selected for this opportunity?
right now, I feel, I don't know, I feel like they saw me. Like, even being a senior, being in school, being just being a college student, my main, I don't see myself in a certain light. I just see me being a student, just trying to get what I need to get done. But I feel like what they saw my potential, and they looked at what I do and all my extracurricular activities, how hard I work. And they, Ms. Tisha actually was like, she's like, she didn't, they, if she didn't think I was capable of filling this role, they wouldn't have gave it to me. And I was really grateful for that. Cause I honestly, last year's competition, anybody could have won. Like, they all had amazing qualities. So for them to say that I still, at the end of the day, they wouldn't give it to anybody else, it really, like, I think I deserved it. But at the same time, I feel like I'm working to earn it. Because me being the only one, I feel like that's great. I have the title, but now I have to work on showing people why I have the title.
Yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. What was it like to tell your family and your friends that you won?
It was kind of weird because at first, I wasn't allowed to tell anybody because I was the only one, but they had just released a flyer that we were having the competition. So it was like, they still thought it was a competition, and I wasn't allowed to tell anybody until they made the flyer, the actual release and everything. So at first I was like telling my friends, they were like, how's Mr. Are you going? I'm like, oh yeah, I'm going to practice. They've been killing us at practice. Like, we're doing a dance routine, this, that, and the third. Meanwhile, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's just me. And I just had to like keep the hold that in until like, I think it was like the week before. My sister's like, you can tell my parents. I think I ran to my phone. And then I was just telling my mom and my dad. And my mom started crying. My dad was happy, jumping up and down. They were blowing up the messages, the group chat and everything. I was like, yeah, this is a big moment for us. Especially because like, this has been a rough semester. So hearing that good news was just great for my whole family. So we all kind of like rejoiced in that. So
was it difficult for you to keep that a secret for so long?
Yes, definitely. Especially because I'm a very open person. So to ask me to keep a secret is like, Zaire. So I think she told me I was allowed to bring two guests. So I was allowed to tell them. And I told my two guests, both of them came from Savannah with me. So they were
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I've known them for as long as I can remember. So they were kind of close to me. So it kind of, that helped, just knowing that somebody, like, I could tell somebody, that really helped me. So other than that, yeah, it was kind of like I was, every time somebody asked about Mr. U, I was dodging the question. I was just like in hiding. I don't know. Yeah, it was tough, but it was worth it.
I think so.
Yeah, they definitely were shocked, and they were definitely shocked but proud. So I was glad that, you know, they still had my back. They still were happy for me, even though I wasn't able to tell them. Some of them were like, why you didn't say anything? I was like, I couldn't. I tried. But yeah, it was, yeah, the joy and look on their faces was definitely worth it.
Ah, that's so great. So outside of, I guess, holding in that secret and instead of competing, what do you usually do around campus to just be involved in?
Okay, currently I'm a TA.
Okay.
Teacher's assistant for Dr. Pan. Well, I was a TA. We just had our last lab practical last week. Well, normally I TA for Dr. Panda, Siva Panda, in the general chemistry department for Chem 1211, which is the intro chemistry class. There aren't that many chem majors, so I chose 1211 because, you know, we get to choose the lab that we TA for. I chose 1211 because I thought maybe I could bring some people over to our side. Like, there's like one chemistry major for every 30 biology majors. I was like, maybe I can win some of us over. So yeah, and then just seeing, I don't know, when I first became a chemistry major, I do on the road at Savannah State University, and we didn't have TAs. So I didn't have anybody there to like spark my interest in chemistry. It kind of like developed on my own. So being a TA for freshmen and intro chemistry, people that take the intro chemistry class, I feel like I could have been that spark. I could have like shed their light to like how amazing chemistry is, because chemistry is amazing. Like, I don't know, I love it. Just anything involving it is amazing. So just to inspire them. Some other stuff I do, I'm in Spanish club because my Spanish minor, they help me a lot because Spanish is hard, guys. I'm in chemistry club, of course, love chem. I'm in the honors program. I'm always doing stuff with them. They always have activities and everything. I volunteer at I volunteer at the MAC Academy, which is a tennis academy for minorities.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I played tennis since I was about 3 years old. And so, and where I'm from, in Savannah, I was pretty much the only African-American that played competitively in my entire city. So coming here and just seeing an academy where high-intensity players that, you know, top in the nation, top in the state, it's just like I had to help. I saw me in them. So, yeah, I volunteer there probably twice a week, once a week. Definitely my job there is just to hit with them. Because they're at the point, some of them can beat me, and they're like 12, but they're all amazing players. Yeah, it's just a sight to see. I volunteer I work as a research assistant for Dr. Dan Rudick in the Pharmacology and Toxicology Department at MCG on the Health Science Campus. He's actually my mentor for my honors thesis project, so I help out in his lab. I'll actually be working with him over the summer, and I do a lot of other activities. I'm pretty busy, as you.
Yeah, I was just about to say, I'm surprised that you even had time for the podcast. Yeah. If you got all that going on,
you caught me at the right time. Like, everything is starting to die down. Classes are ending. I'm not needed to TA anymore. You know, I don't even know. Luckily, everything is closing, come to a close. That's also good on my classwork end, so now I can focus more on my studies and everything. But yeah, perfect time.
How do you balance all of those things going on? What helps you?
I keep a schedule. I think every Sunday, I keep a schedule on my phone. I know a lot of people say write it down in like a calendar, a physical calendar. I don't know, something about a physical calendar, I just can't keep up with it. So I put every Sunday, I put what I have to do for the week in my phone. I have a couple of people that are in every class with me. So if I'm not caught up on something, I'll check up with them, make sure that I'm not missing anything, we're on the same page. I plan. That's over planning. You can never go wrong with planning. True. And I plan for stuff not to go according to plan. So that's also helpful. I try and make sure I fit in time to work out. I go to the gym probably every day. Not even long, just probably 30 minutes, an hour. I make sure I'm on the tennis court, just stuff to, you know, maintain my mental health and physical well-being, but at the same time, get my work done and stay consistent. So, yeah.
I admire how on top of things you are, because I remember those days. Semesters was just...
Senior year is ruthless.
Yeah.
It's survival of the fittest.
So earlier in the show, we mentioned a quote-unquote wild topic about this person who was asking for advice from a blog site about being rated by her partner. Mm-hmm. So my question for you is, how would you feel if your partner rated you anything less than a 10 and they said that they actually settled to be with you?
Whoa. Settled?
That was the part that like triggered me, because I was like, what do you mean settle? Like, how do you tell someone that you care about, that you settled for them? Like, that's crazy.
I don't know how I would. I don't think I would be honestly, I don't think I would be able to stay in that. Well, honestly, I would ask her. I would be like, are you in love with me now? Have your feelings changed? Or like, because if you still have that same mentality, I don't think we deserve to be together, because that's not fair to me.
Yeah.
Like, you're settling for me, and I'm pretty sure there's somebody out there that there's no settlement. Like, I'm their one, and I'm pretty sure they're mine. So I just, to save us both the trouble, I don't think we should continue the relationship any further. Like, honestly. But if, you know, because I do believe people fall in love. So if after that amount of time that we've been together, your feelings have changed and you actually see me as the one, then I mean, yes, I'd be a little hurt. But, you know, we built this bond together. I'm not just going to break it. So, yeah.
I just feel like if you ever felt, like, even just for a moment, like, if you feel like you settled for me, like, yeah. I don't think I would want to.
If we were just starting out, yeah, I'd be like, don't worry. You don't have to settle. Just keep it. I'm okay.
Like, yeah, like, we good. I'm gonna go hang out with my other friends that you also think aren't tens, and we're gonna be happy over here. Like, we're good.
It's the telling other people that you settled. Like, that's embarrassing almost. Like,
yeah, I'll be mortified if I found out that you not only told me that, but you
told telling,
yeah.
And here you are, you're my only one. I'm professing my love for you, and you out here telling people you settled. Like, no.
I would be terrified. But okay, so before I let you go, I want to play a little game with you, and it's new, so we're gonna see if you can do 8 questions in 28 seconds.
In 28 seconds?
Yes. Okay. So I got a bunch of questions that I want to see if you can get through all 8. All
right, bring it on.
So get ready. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, getting started. Favorite movie?
Ender's Game.
Favorite day of the week?
Friday.
Live in the city or on a farm?
Farm.
Stay up late or wake up early?
Wake up early.
Read a book, watch a movie?
Book.
Favorite dessert?
Peach cobbler.
Favorite meal? Time is winding down.
Oh, pizza.
And if you could have any superpower, what would it be?
Mind reading.
Okay. Okay, you made it. You made it. You made it. Close. Ding, ding, ding. If I had a prize for you, I would have gave it to you.
The food got me. I love to eat.
But peach cobbler is also my favorite, one of my favorite desserts, too. So we just kind of connected on that part.
So. I had like thousands of dishes in my head. As soon as you said, all right, pizza, yeah. That's yeah.
What toppings do you usually have on your pizza?
All right. Pepperoni.
Okay.
I know people are against this. Pineapple.
See, that's how I know we're going to be cool, because I am a big fan of pineapples on pizza. I love it.
You know what's crazy? I don't know. I was just listening to the hype. Before I had it, I was like, that's nasty. A lot of people say it's nasty and never tasted it. I tried it once and I was like, why is this good? Like, why? It shouldn't be good, but it was definitely good. And I've got it ever since.
Like, I don't always have to have it, but it always hits when I have it.
Exactly.
So last thing, tell us how we can keep up with you and the rest of your AU journey.
Okay. Actually, guys, you can follow me on my personal Instagram page. It's at thezy.zy. And then in the upcoming weeks, I should be getting access to the actual Mr. Augusta University Instagram account. And once I do, I'll make sure to let everybody know, and you can just follow my journey. I'll probably be posting every day. I hope you guys don't get tired of me. Like, but yeah, please keep up with me. If you see me on campus, say, hey, you know, I'm friendly. I know I'm always looking for new friends. If you're a Jag, we're Jags. We're a family. Why not be? Yeah, if not, you'll probably see me around on campus. I'm going to be at probably every event trying to just get my face out there. If not, if you really want to get to know me, you know, the chemistry department is always, always waiting for new chem majors. So, yeah.
Thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it. And
no
if
problem.
You are listening, take him up on the chem offers.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. We need more of you.
Hello to all of the future Jaguars out there. We hope you're excited to join Jag Nation, a community where education is about and for life. Whether you want to save lives as a physician, therapist, or other care professional, or change lives as a writer, artist, or musician, Augusta University knows that every career, every passion has an important role to play in our communities. And AU is your place to start. If you've been accepted for summer or fall of 2021, please remember to confirm your acceptance and your next steps by Saturday, May 1st. Visit augusta.edu/admissions/accepted for more details, or contact admissions at admissions@augusta.edu or call 706-737-1632.
Welcome back, y'all, to In the Wild, and it's time for another round of Pardon Our Progress. Here we have our AVP for Campus Services, Mr. Dale Hartenberg. How's it going?
Very well. Thank you, Rayshawn, for having me back today. I'm excited. We're getting to the end of spring semester, and that means graduation.
Woo-woo. So, yeah, I know there is so much going on with graduation this semester. So tell us what we can expect this spring.
So there are a lot of plans that are out there right now, and it looks like we are going to have a number of ceremonies, both commencement ceremonies that are university-wide, and then we're going to have a number of hooding and pinning ceremonies as well for many of our colleges. Let me start with the hooding and the pinning. because those are respective to a few areas specifically, and then we'll get into the bigger details about the information for the whole campus. So on Wednesday and Thursday, May 12th and 13th, there will be hooding or pinning ceremonies for Allied Health, the college, the graduate school, the Bachelor of Science in Nursing program, and the medical college. And then on Friday, the dental college will have their hooding. The first four ceremonies that I told you about, those are all going to be downtown at the James Brown Arena.
Okay.
That we put those plans back in place almost immediately following what happened in December when we found out that we wouldn't have be allowed to have guests. And so we went to a much smaller, we took a much smaller group and we put them in a much bigger platform for this spring so that they could have guests and those things, and we could be prepared for any type of contingencies. So all of those colleges will have their ceremonies. The times are listed on our website. I don't want to tell you a time right now because, you know, there's like five of them and I'll forget or I'll misstate one. But all of those ceremonies, the students RSVP'd with their college, they will receive a ticket for four guests to attend. And so all of the guests, all the students will be spaced out. They'll be distanced in the arena. So we're really excited about the opportunities there. We're even more excited about what's going to happen for the university-wide commencement ceremonies. I've been doing commencement for a very long time, and we've never done it outdoors. And so on Thursday, May 13th, we'll be going out to Evans Town Center Park, and we will be having two commencement sessions. There'll be one at 9 a.m., and then there'll be a second one at 1:30. The one at 9 a.m. is for graduates of the College of Business, the College of Computer and Cyber Sciences, the College of Allied Health, and the College of Education. As part of the 9 a.m. ceremony, we also formally recognize a student from the Medical College and a student from the Dental College who represent their group as a whole. They come and represent that day on behalf of all their other classmates. In the 1:30 session, then, we have all the four remaining colleges. It'll be the graduate school. It'll be the College of Nursing. It'll be Pamplin College of Arts, Humanities, and Social Sciences. And then it will be the College of Science and Mathematics. Each session will have about 400 to 450 graduates in attendance. And then again, just like the hooding and pinning, each graduate can bring four guests with them. If you've ever been out to Evans Town Center for a concert or a, you know, just a good time out there, you know that it's a place where everybody usually brings their chairs. You just kind of bring your own blanket, your whatever. However, for commencement, the university will be providing seats for everyone. So when the graduate comes, they got their four guests. They'll be directed to a group of four seats out in the field. Folks can bring a water bottle. They can bring an umbrella. You know, it'll be warm probably, especially for the second session. So we understand that, you know, folks might want to bring those things to give themselves some shade. However, we're not, you know, we're not going to let people bring their own chairs, and we're not, you know, you can't bring your own canopy or something, you know, you know, no setting up a party or a, you know, a tailgate out there in on the space. So all of the graduates will be seated in front of the stage. And then each graduate, you know, just like we do for a traditional commencement, they'll all go up on stage. They'll have their name called. We've got a video board that's coming in. There'll be a,
oh, cool,
a 20-foot video board hanging there so that everyone can see the student walk across the stage. Your name gets up there. Your degree gets up there. So we're making it look as much like we can a traditional ceremony. But the university decided, again, back in December when you know, we kind of had to transition, we didn't want to do that again. We wanted the students, and the students told us, they wanted the opportunity for guests to be present. So we've kind of made this change, understanding that, you know, outdoor allows us a little more flexibility with guests and with protocol than indoor would. And outdoor is not really going to be subject to saying, no, guests can't come. So we're excited about what's going to happen. I'm a little nervous as the guy who's responsible for most of it because it is different. Like, what happens if it starts raining? Quite honestly, our plan right now is unless the weather really gets to be a threatening condition, then the event will happen. You know, if it's a little sprinkle, then come on. We'll have a poncho for you. But our plan is to have this graduation sort of rain or shine. Just the unique way in which we were given the opportunity to be out there and working with the Columbia County, the folks in who run the Parks and Rec Department. We basically only have that one day. We don't have a time where we could reschedule or make it up. So rain or shine, and we're looking forward to celebrating that day with about 900 graduates.
That's really exciting, especially because, like you mentioned, this is the first time we've gone outside. So I'm definitely going to be tuning in for that, because students and all those interested could also still watch virtually, right?
Yes. Every event, there's a lot of them. Okay. Every event, every session, it will be hosted on the Augusta University live stream page. That's augusta.edu/stream. And every event will be there. There are some times where we have two events going at the same time. So you just need to look for the link to your specific event, or you know, let your family members know to look for the link for your specific event. But everything will be there. We want to do every event the same. We want to do every event first class.
So for all those who are listening, y'all better tune in for graduation this year, because it's going to look different and it's going to be super awesome. But switching gears a little bit, you also got some dining updates for us as well.
We do. It's been an exciting past couple of months. 2 weeks ago, Monday, April 12th, we opened the Einstein's Brothers Bagel on the Health Science Campus. It's in Education Commons. And in fact, I was over there today just to kind of pick up a bagel and kind of watch, and it's busy. It's been a good stream. So they've got some really fresh and really new menu items. You know, if you're an avocado toast fan — I'm not, but if you are, you can get that over there. They've got a number of things. And then once the summer semester starts, we will be opening the sub connection in Allgood Hall. All the construction is finished, but it won't open until the first day of summer classes on May 17th. The reason it opens then is because we're going to go into JSAC and we're going to begin the renovation in JSAC Dining Common, or dining court there, throughout the summer semester. So we're going to put a new look on some of your very familiar, very favorite faces, like the Wow and the Sushi and the Starbucks. They're just going to get an update. But then we're going to put in a Freshens and we're going to put in a Pizza Hut. And so these will be there for when the students come back in the fall. So we're really excited about that.
I'm super excited for this Pizza Hut. Even though I don't go to Somerville often, I'm going to make a trip just to go to the Pizza Hut there. So are there anything else that we can expect this summer or going in, looking into the fall?
Well, you know, the big news on campus is the College of Science and Math building, and it'll be opening up here over the summer officially. You know, faculty will start moving in, and then they'll start holding classes there in the fall. I'm still working with a number of folks throughout the university about what it looks like for parking and for shuttles and for things like that. And we'll relay that information to you. There is some very basic information out there on the Science and Math website. There's an FAQ for students and faculty who will be transitioning down to that building. And so you can kind of check that out. But just a reminder, as you think about your classes for the fall, just make sure you leave yourself enough time. More than likely, if you have classes on both campuses, you're going to need to ride that shuttle. And so give yourself, you know, don't expect to take a 9 o'clock on one campus and then take a 10 o'clock on the next one, right? You'll need to work it out so that you give yourself 15 minutes of travel time between campuses. But we're looking forward to it. It'll be a nice new feature down there, you know, and then as they expand out what Science Hall used to be into its future state, you know, we're just continue to be excited about the growth that's happening at Augusta University.
There's always so much going on in your neck of the woods, Dale.
A fair amount, yes.
Well, thank you so much for being here again, and I can't wait for you to come back to update us some more.
All right, Rashaan, I look forward to talking to you later this summer.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe so you'll never have to miss another one. Also, to make our hearts sing, give us a 5-star rating and a nice review. But don't stop there. Share our episode and talk to us on Instagram at InTheWildPod. You can follow me too at Rayshawn Ricks. Until then, I'll see y'all next time, and go get wild.